Since 1996, there's been no Republican path to the White House that didn't travel through the South. But Mitt Romney is following his own road, like I-80, that travels coast to coast north of the Mason-Dixon line. It's Friday, March 9th, and this is The Takeaway.
All across America, this is The Takeaway with John Hockenberry and Celeste Headlee from Public Radio International and WNYC.
Good morning, everyone. Good morning, John.
I'll have to get my map out there, Celeste. Good morning.
South Carolina was still considered vitally important in the Republican primary process. So why does Mitt Romney seem unconcerned that he lost there? We'll talk about that. And it's been a year since the disaster at Japan's nuclear plant. We'll talk about the state of the environment there now. But many of you are talking about the state of your job.
This is David in North Miami Beach, Florida. 4 years ago, I was a full-time gifted teacher with benefits and a job in walking distance. Now I'm a substitute teacher with four-hour commutes, often to do a four-hour job, often on 4 hours sleep. Thank you.
We're getting these kind of stories from many of you, and we want to get more of them. We're expecting new unemployment numbers out this morning, and we want to hear about your job, your work, why you do it, how has it changed since the recession, if it has. Give us your thoughts at 8778-MY-TAKE. But now let's look at our headlines.
Some good news about the economic crisis in Greece. Officials in Athens have worked out a bond swap deal with 85% of their private investors participating. Stefanos Manos, a former finance minister of Greece, gave his reaction to our partner, the BBC.
There's no question this is a positive development for Greece. And from now on, it's very much in our hands. I mean, the Greek hands, whether we're going to do the job we have to do.
That job concerns fiscal austerity, a controversial question in Greece. Under the deal, investors will accept a paper loss of more than 50%. In return, Greece's national debt will be cut by $140 billion. Iran is feeling new pressure to open up its nuclear facilities to inspectors. Russia and China and four other countries, including the U.S., are urging Iran to allow nuclear inspectors into all of its facilities. It may be significant that Russia and China have signed on to this statement because they frequently sided with Iran in the dispute over its nuclear ambitions. Now they appear to be leaning on Iran.
In this country, unemployment figures for February come out later this morning. As we mentioned, the jobless rate has fallen for the past 5 months. And some economists expect that streak to continue. If it does, that will be the first time since 1984 that the unemployment rate fell for 6 months in a row. The Senate has rejected an attempt to bring the Keystone XL pipeline project back to life. The proposed pipeline would carry oil from Canada to Texas. Republicans say it would create jobs and ease the energy crunch. That vote means the pipeline will remain on hold until an environmental impact study is completed.
New development in a story we've been following on The Takeaway. The highest court in Mississippi has upheld the pardons that Governor Haley Barbour issued right before he left office. Four of those pardons went to convicted killers, but yesterday the Supreme Court in Mississippi said there was nothing they could do about the pardons. They were all legal. Randy Walker survived the shooting by one of the men who was freed. He tells CNN that he's stunned by the decision.
I was just absolutely blown away. These six guys took the political way out rather than doing what was right.
Former Governor Barbour issued a statement after the ruling saying the pardons were based on the prisoners' repentance, rehabilitation, and redemption.
Turns out that the worst did not happen yesterday. Earth was bombarded with particles from a solar storm, but experts say the major threat from those solar flares is over. That's not to say it didn't affect communications, but the only people who seem to be complaining are ham radio operators in an area between East Africa and Eastern Australia.
Well, they always complain. If you're waiting to get your federal tax refund, you're not alone. The IRS says nearly 2 million more people have filed their taxes electronically this year. Compared to last year, it's creating a backlog, and there's at least another factor. The IRS is cracking down on identity theft, so it's going over returns more slowly.
Asian markets are mixed, as are markets in Europe. Futures are down right now. The Dow will start at 12,907, the S&P at 1365, the NASDAQ at 2637. Well, it's Friday, so later on this hour, we're going to wrap up the week in political and culture news with our panel of experts. Also, we'll talk about the year since the nuclear disaster at the Fukushima plant in Japan. But first, the South. For more than 50 years, it's played a major role in picking Republican presidential nominees. Why not now? The
There's a lot going on right now. Mounting economic inequality, threats to democracy, environmental disaster, the sour stench of chaos in the air. I'm Brooke Gladstone, host of WNYC's On the Media. Want to understand the reasons and the meanings of the narratives that led us here, and maybe how to head them off at the pass? That's On the Media's specialty. Take a listen wherever you get your podcasts.